Time now is 6:30. Call this meeting to order for Land Natural Resources Cultural Preservation Committee, January 16th, 2018. Invocation, I'd like to ask Dale Beaver if you would offer that first of the season.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for another beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, just thank you for allowing us to come together, Lord, and do the business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you just clear our hearts and minds, Lord, and Lord, just instill what you want us to do, Lord, instill your will upon us, Lord. And Lord, whatever we decide, Lord, I just want your handprints all over it, Lord. And Lord, just be with those that are without right now, Lord, those that are maybe cold or hungry, Lord. Lord, just sending somebody their way, Lord, just to help them out, Lord. And Lord, again, just thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Do we have these on there?
Oh, yes. Okay. But they're ready.
Okay, so we can approve them, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Next we have is roll call, Gaby.
Daryl Proctor?
Here.
Mark Randall?
Present.
Dale Beaver?
Here.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne? Patrick Freeman?
Present.
Chairman, have 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes on 12/5/2017 and also 1/08/2018. It was not listed on our agenda, but we do have our minutes. I'll give the committee time to review and ask for a motion. Supposed to be, I believe. It was the last committee.
But Gary was here, he did the invitation, right? That says here. But I don't see the legislation. You know,
oh, yeah.
For cheap, to execute the lease agreement, the Native Stone, mm-hmm. And then appropriate $30,000 to get the building up to build it.
Yeah, I believe so. That was on there.
It wasn't one that was posted, was it?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't posted.
Okay. I'll correct it.
Mm-hmm. Corrections or any additions, right?
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any additions or corrections necessary.
made to approve the minutes. We'll approve minutes for 12/05/2017 for with any corrections or additions. Here, second.
Second
by Mark Randall. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne.
Abstain.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Abstain.
Chairman, have two in favor, two abstentions.
Mm-hmm.
Zero against.
Okay. Do I have to prove those?
Okay. Two and two.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chairman, I have three in favor, zero against, two abstentions.
All right, next the minutes we have is from January 8, 2018. Motion. Need a motion on that one.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes for January 8, 2018. Second.
Motion been made by Dale Beaver, seconded by Mark Randolph. Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, have four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against it. Minutes have been approved. Next, in order of business, TR18-003, a tribal resolution of the Schoolcraft Nation authorizing the principal chief to apply for federal funding to complete an environmental assessment of hydro study and design a replacement bridge for bridges in Okmulgee and Muskogee County, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Patrick Freeman.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to DPAS.
Motion made for DPAS for Patrick Freeman.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. In discussion. Do we have anybody here?
Kirk's not here.
Okay.
This is just to allow supply for some funding to complete some P&E, all bridge work.
Do I have any questions? Do you have anything to add from the AG's office?
I don't.
Okay. Okay. No questions? Roll call vote.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Senior Hall?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-004, a tribal resolution of the Schoolcraft Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a separate memorandum of understanding with seven Oklahoma counties for the maintenance of roadways, bridges, and associated rights of way constructed or improved by the Muskogee Creek Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsors, Patrick Freeman.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion for DPAS.
Motion for DPAS for Patrick Freeman.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion. Kirk, was Kirk not informed to be here today?
Nope.
Apparently
I didn't
not.
I have a conversation with them, but I can give him a call.
Okay. If you can speak about
sure.
this, okay.
Yeah, I'll come up. Thank you. This resolution is to allow us to perform maintenance projects that are included on our inventory list, and then once we complete the projects, the counties will assume responsibility for maintenance of them so that we don't have to have continuing maintenance requirements.
Okay. Any questions?
Do you know if the tribe has provided assistance on these county roads before?
I'm not sure if they're on each particular county roads. I don't have an inventory list in front of me. Usually the projects we have are lined out before there's a decision, but as occasionally if the issue does come up with the road, if there's been deterioration and we're able to come in and work, we usually do enter into agreements with different counties at different locations for different projects. So we've done MOUs like this before. These are just in regard to the specific projects that we're addressing here.
Do you know how often a county can come to the Creek Nation to get assistance on these roads?
As far as how often they can come, I know we do it pretty regularly. Usually the roads that are being addressed are more rural roads, so to allow regular access for people who live in rural areas where we do have tribal populations to come to more metropolitan locations to access resources like healthcare or grocery stores or transportation opportunities as well. So that's why we participate in the Rural Road Program. We do get federal funding to assist us in that. So that's to allow us to kind of maintain roads that maybe wouldn't otherwise get the same kind of attention that do benefit tribal citizens.
Is the list for the different projects involved in this, are they already vested and already identified, basically?
Yes.
Any other questions?
Sure.
Yes, Dale.
So is this for just this year, or for how long will these, I mean, that's a lot of projects you got here, so how long do you think?
Right. Each individual MOU would specify. I could do you have the information about the MOUs that would be executed for that?
I don't off the top of my head.
Okay. Generally, we don't extend them for longer than necessary. So, well, it would be for perpetual maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
For that. So if the road was on the county's inventory as far as being located within the county, they would have responsibility to have maintenance for it. So if they needed some additional repairs done on that particular piece of roadway, they'd have to come back to us for some supplemental funding or partnership opportunities.
Okay. Mark?
I want to know why Coweta's not on here.
Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Iñajola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-005. Tribal resolution on the Schoolcraft Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a separate memorandum of understanding with 9 Oklahoma cities for the maintenance of roadways, bridges, and associated rights-of-way constructed and approved by the Muskogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Patrick Freeman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for DPAS.
Motion for DPAS by Patrick Freeman.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion? Is this pretty much the same?
Same, except for it's with cities instead of counties.
Okay. Any questions? Cities are listed on there. Mm-hmm. Any questions on this? No questions. Roll call vote.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Iñajola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-006, a tribal resolution of Schoolcraft Creek Nation approving and maintenance of roadway bridges and associated rights-of-way constructed or improved by the Schoolcraft Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Patrick Freeman.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion for DPAS.
Motion for DPAS by Patrick Freeman.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
I understand this legislation is to address the maintenance, some of the projects that we perform maintenance on that allow us to continue to perform maintenance on those recurringly.
Questions? No questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Iñajola? Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-007, a tribal resolution of the Schoolcraft Creek Nation improving the Schoolcraft Creek Nation Tribal Master Site Plan. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to be passed.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Discussion? Yes, Dale.
All right. You look in your packet, you have originally just we got pictures and they're in black and white, but I think everybody should have the full plan. I think it was emailed out to the council members also that they went through. It's a pretty big PDF file, so hopefully it went through. But the company was supposed to be here tonight, but Chief couldn't make it tonight, and he wanted to be here also. And so it is my understanding that they will be here during planning session. So if the any council members have any questions, that they can ask the ask then at that time. But that also allows for council members to have the opportunity to look at the plan and have ample time, I guess, to look at the plan. Because I believe we just got this Monday, I believe. But we do have a plan, and I can try to answer any questions.
Yes.
I've been involved with some master plans in the past. I mean, going back many years, 15 years probably. How does that interact with previous master plans, and is there...
Tell.
I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, I've been at the tribe for, you know, since 05, and I have never seen a master plan come across my desk or anything else. So, to be honest with you, I don't know how it interacts with the other master plans.
Any master plan that would be passed by the National Council would supersede any previous plan that was passed due to the most recent legislation being in this ballot.
Okay. Any other questions, Pat?
No, I'd like to wait to talk to the people that created this document.
Mm-hmm. Question. Any other questions? So you say that everybody will have this?
They should have the PDF in their email.
Okay.
They should. So check email, and I believe that at that time also we should have a hard copy also.
Okay.
Speaker.
That is correct. They'll bring hard copies on Tuesday. They're going to bring them this evening. Again, Chief and I spoke, so Chief rescheduled them for planning on Tuesday, so they will bring hard copies then.
And I would assume that if they wanted a hard copy, then our staff could make them a hard copy also.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Signahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-011, a tribe resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving construction contracts for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Housing. Sponsor is Thomasine Osborne.
Chairman, make motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomasine Osborne.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
I have a few questions for housing.
Okay. Could you introduce who you are and what your role is?
My name is Thomas Harja. I'm the administrative manager for the housing department.
Thank you.
Do you have the contract?
Yes, I have the latest one with the new format here.
Thank you. I had actually spoke with Mr. Harjo at Intertribal, and one of the concerns that I had was this contract, what we got was a rehabilitation contract, when it's actually, if we're going to be building, it should be a construction contract. So they've actually fixed that already with new construction. And also, I had talked to him about maybe putting bedroom sizes on this contract. I don't see a bedroom size on this. And the reason I asked for that, because we're actually going to be looking at two different contracts for construction, and I had to assume which one was a four-bedroom and a five-bedroom based on the cost. So I don't see the bedroom size on here. I don't know how important
that is. No, that's
not
on there as of yet.
Okay.
That's something that and the legal description.
Right, that's something
will be on
the
actual contract.
Okay. Another thing I had questioned was the contract period. There is no date in here when to start or when to finish. Because on page 2 of the contract, it talks about liquidated damages that we're going to, if the contractor fails, that we're going to $300 liquidated damages per day.
Per day.
But then you also brought up the fact that if they finish early, that they should.
There's not an incentive for to finish early.
Okay.
But there's not a date on there because it hasn't passed here yet.
Okay.
We don't know what date to put on there.
Okay.
And we usually, it takes a little while to get a PO, so we want to make sure that the PO is there in place before we actually have put a date on it. And we know it can get started. That's when the notice to proceed will have the date on it.
More questions?
So as far as the liquidated damages is $300 a day, are we going to hold them to that? Because I know previously working for housing, we didn't hold them to that.
Yes, yes, I think we should. And that was the discussion that Mr. Whitlow and I had. That we're going to try to go by the stipulations in that contract.
Okay. Also, I did see on here that there was only one contractor that bid on these.
Yes, we're having a little bit of issue with finding contractors to work with SIP panels. And they're still not qualified or certified SIP panel installers. So we're trying to work with other contractors to try to get them to be able to work with us. But it's difficult right now.
So we're going to be using SIP panels to
get on those.
These?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know what the cost is to build stick built versus SIP panels?
No, I do not know that right offhand. It's comparable.
I know that SIP panels are expensive. I know longevity of it is good, you know, because we're going green and, you know, utilities and things like that. That's a good thing, but I know cost is going to be a big factor, I think.
Yes, if I can speak with the stick frame with spray foam insulation, it would be comparable to the SIP panel right now. I mean, the cost of spray foam and the quality of spray foam has, the quality has risen, the cost has dropped. I can say that it'd be comparable.
Any more? Okay. Any other questions? Dale.
Chairman, is there a law regarding using SIP panels that we have to use them on our housing projects?
I don't believe there's a specific law that says that's required.
I didn't know if there was or not. It seemed like I might have read something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we're trying to utilize them as much as we can.
Right. Thomas, do you have any data regarding the usage of a SIP panel versus spray foam insulation, the cost comparison, and actual, like, you know, RF value and how they stack up against each other?
I'm getting that data collected right now. Okay. So it'll be a little while before I can bring it in front of you.
Okay.
Something that we can show you, apples to apples. That's being done right now.
Is it going to be regular heat and air, or is it going to be geothermal, or what do y'all plan on that?
We don't really have a plan as far as that goes, mm-hmm. but that's something we can start taking a look at.
Okay. So have you priced out, you know, using geothermal and like LED lighting on everything, and versus conventional materials?
Not since I've been there. I haven't seen that done.
Okay.
But that's something that definitely we could take a look at.
Thank you.
Mark.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Regarding the SIP panels, I've got this tribal resolution here. And it says the nation wishes to use these panels in the future. I don't think it says that it's not mandated.
Yes, Dale.
But the panels are certified, though, right? If I remember right, certified.
I need to look at that to All see right. if those were the panels that the actual panels that we bought as housing were certified panels.
Okay, because I do remember the DOE coming down and actually testing those panels. They had to go in, and two engineers came down, and they tested the panels, This is probably 4 or 5 years ago. And I always thought they were, the panels were certified for residential use, but not commercial, and that was a sticking point. So, anyway, thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, those were certified for residential at one time. Now, I can't speak for what has happened, before,
right.
But yeah, they were certified for residential.
Okay. More questions? Yes, Randall.
Mr. Chair. Just, Mr. Charger, with the data that you're collecting or that said you were collecting already, can you add troubles that you have had with the SIP panel?
That's something that we're collecting as well. That was specifically what I asked for, was how they're being used in the past. The affordability plus the ease of maintenance, because you know we have to maintain them afterwards, and so I was looking for a full composition of how these things work within housing, and that's what I asked for. So that's that.
This might have been before your time, but I've heard of some issues as far as like the electrical panels being installed in those panels.
Yes, I've worked with SIP panels for a long time, and that's been one of the issues that I've come across with was the plumbing and the electrical. Anything in the wall requires a specific skill set within those subcontractors, and it's hard to find those people, those specific skill sets here. So we're having to whoever is having to build these homes or buildings are having to more or less teach as they go, you know, and then that creates a little bit of problem, a little bit of lag time.
All right, thank you.
Yes. I would go as far as even saying even inspectors in housing, I don't know that they really have the full capability of knowing how to inspect those.
Yes, that's another thing. I'm trying to collect some information on what their capabilities are. And I assure you that we're going to get them up to speed on everything that we do.
Any other questions? No more questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Joe Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 18-004, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to sponsor the Muskogee Roxy Theater's Oklahoma Movie Hall of Fame. Sponsor is Joyce Deere.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Patrick Freeman. Motion made for due pass. Do I hear a second? Seconded by Ms. Thomasine Osborne. Now we're in discussion.
Thank you, Chair of the Committee. I would like to introduce Mr. Avery Fritz, who's here from Muskogee to answer any questions that you might have on this.
Hello, sir. Could you just give us a background and what your
Yeah, thank you guys for having me here today. I'm Avery Fricks, manager of the Roxy Theater in Muskogee, and the city of Muskogee's Roxy Theater established the Oklahoma Movie Hall of Fame last year, and in that Hall of Fame we have a section devoted to Native American film arts, and the Roxy Theater sits within the Muskogee Creek Nation boundaries. The Choctaw Nation and the Cherokee Nation have both already agreed to be a sponsor of that section, and we were hoping that the Muskogee Creek Nation would join in that efforts to promote Native American films. And we have our induction coming up on April 20th, and this sponsorship will be, the Creek Nation will be advertised in the museum, but also on all of the advertisements for the induction, and we'll have a table at the event.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, Dale.
How much did the other two tribes donate?
The same amount, 5,000.
5,000? It says here that the Roxy Theater is asking the Creek Nation if they'd be interested in sponsoring this category at the film festival for an amount of $2,500. So where's the other $2,500 going?
That was an additional thing for a film festival sponsor. This the $5,000 sponsor was meant to be for the museum.
But the $5,000 you're asking for is to sponsor what?
The Native American Film Arts section within the museum. That will include the induction on April 20th. The chief was also interested in that film festival that we do, and so we provided him that information, but it's my understanding that would be considered later on down the road, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
That was included.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne?
No.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Bill Beaver?
No.
Chairman, have one in favor, three against.
One in favor, three against. That motion fails. Next item we have is NCA 18-005, allowing Creek Nation reprogramming the 2018 Indian Housing Plan as approved by NCA 17-077 and program income. Sponsors Thomas Senior Hall Osborne.
Chairman, make a motion to do pass.
Motion for do pass by Thomas Senior.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
I have questions for housing. On the bill, regarding revising the Indian Housing Plan, to me, coming from housing and being a frontline person, when money is moved around like this, I think not only myself, but some of the public people would question why money is being moved around. So I'm just curious as to where this money. This is a major decrease in housing services and environmental services and things like that. So I'm just kind of curious how that's going to work.
Yes, these are residual funds from previous years. I brought Ms. Deborah Heflin with me tonight to kind of explain where these monies are coming from and what we're trying to do. We're trying to gather some monies to start a new elderly community project for our elders. So this is the first step that we're going to take. But she can answer any questions.
The money that we're gathering up is residual amounts in an older budget. It's leftover travel, supplies. We're not touching direct services. Those funds stay intact. It's just that other little stuff that's just hanging out there. So we're gathering all of that up, putting it in direct services. So we're not taking any thing away from no housing services, you know, all of that money is staying intact. It's just that little stuff. You know, there may be $11.50 here, there may be $11,000 there, so it's just that stuff.
Is there a certain amount of time that you're supposed to expend those funds?
No.
Okay.
No, but we just don't want to hang it out there.
Right.
You know, we can sitting there, we can reprogram it and put it to better use rather than it just be sitting there.
And I'm okay with that. It's just the fact that I hope that housing will share that information with your frontline people just in case they get questioned, because they get bashed a lot. Again, my own experience, because things have happened in the past that we weren't aware of down in the front line, things moving around. So that was my question. So is there any need to notify HUD? I mean, as far as a modification to the Indian Housing Plan, if we're going to go into elderly housing, or is that already part of the plan?
No. If you add an activity, you have to notify HUD, so they will receive a copy.
So then we have to approve it at this level?
Yes.
In order for you to send it to HUD?
Correct.
So is any of that 37 Act money?
No, none of this is. Well, the program income, part of that is off of 37 ACT units. A small part of it, but it is.
Because when you, and I'm sure you already know this, whenever you use 37 ACT money, then you've got to notify HUD that you've got to change the plan in it. Like if it wasn't part of your Indian housing plan, for sure, with the 37 ACT monies.
Well, basically, it's all in the HOSDA funds. And if there is a new activity, HUD has to be notified. And the plan has to be approved by the council.
Okay. Any more questions? Yes, Dale.
What exactly is increased crime prevention?
Our elderly units back here have no security cameras, so we're going to add security cameras, you know, the units back behind our building. And Okima rental property, their cameras needed upgraded, and a couple of the other rental units need upgrades.
Okay. And so you're going to move 1.5 million from 15, 1.2 million from 16, and 1.2 million from 17, and 763,000 from 18 into one big budget, or how's that?
It'll all be reprogrammed into program or to a new construction, other than the 150,000 for the crime prevention for the security cameras.
And that new construction is going to go towards elderly housing.
That's the typical layout. But we got some property over here. I think it was on Mission.
Yeah.
Somewhere that we're
not 30 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we're wanting to add an initial 50 plus units for our elderly there. So this would be the first step to do that.
I, you know, being the rep from Okmulgee, I appreciate that, but I would also would like to say that. I think you better look south too, because south, the southern counties definitely need some type of property or units like that also. So, if I have nothing against, you know, building homes for elderly, but I would just like for you to look, take a good look south of I-40 and see if we have some property out there where we can build these homes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Question, Mark?
Does your waiting list constitute 50 elderly units?
I didn't hear the question.
The waiting list is there 50 people, elderly, that we would be able to service?
I have not looked at it, so I can't answer the question.
But there's more every year.
I know there is a waiting list, though. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have people moving in and out of those either. So the list just gets bigger and bigger.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Randall.
Yes, Chair. To me, it sounds like you're doing a budget mod in a sense, correct?
Correct.
So I don't. Let's see. I heard you discussing somewhat of a plan what you're going to do with the money. Do you have anything documented to show that? I mean, you're sitting here, you're saying, oh, we're going to move this money for this and that. But where's the plan? Do you have a plan instead of just verbally saying what you're going to do with it?
We have an initial plan, a site plan for this property out here that we've got. But we can't move forward with that unless, you know, it passes here.
Okay, maybe I'm not being too clear, but I guess if I was sitting on this side of the table from you guys, I would be looking for documentation saying, okay, $1 million is going for this, $1 million is going for that. Break it down instead of just sitting there and saying, oh, this is our plan, security for elderly. Well, how much is that going to cost? We haven't budgeted for that. You see where I'm going?
We are amending the Indian housing plan. If this is approved, that will be amended to add that activity into that plan.
Okay. I understand that. What I'm trying to get to is you plan on moving $4.3 million, correct? That's what you're asking to do. Now, if they approve that, I'm just saying, where would that money go? You're throwing ideas out there, but there's really nothing documented as to show where that money is actually going to go or what you're going to do with it.
Correct. When the Indian Housing Plan is amended, it will have that rental activity added with this $4.3 million on that budget line item for rental construction.
Okay, but you're not just doing rental construction, correct?
With this, and the crime prevention for the security cameras.
That's what I'm just saying. I mean, to me, there should be like a budget broke down as to where the money is going to go.
Currently, there is crime prevention in the current budget. There's just not enough to upgrade the cameras like we need back here.
All right, thanks, sir.
Any other questions? So with this, to kind of go off what Randall was saying, this new construction is your program that you're putting it in?
Yes.
And that's strictly for that? And that can be used for anything else?
No, once you approve it, it is going to be for rental construction.
Okay.
Yes.
And your plan, which you don't have yet, is there a timetable on anything you can add to that?
No. I can't add to that. If it does get approved, then we will start the process of gathering civil engineers, architects,
okay,
and try to get a plan put together for you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that concludes that section there. Now we're in the other business. Do we have any other business?
No, sir.
No other business. And announcements? Any announcements from the council? Yes, Mark?
I'd just like to ask if we can add those two churches for our next meeting or sometime that we talked about, BMO and West Chapala. Whenever.
Next meeting, you said?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I'll send out the information to the new members.
Okay. Any other announcements? Yes, Robert?
Internal Affairs meeting right after this meeting.
Okay, Internal Affairs meeting will be right after this one. This one concludes. So now we're down to our adjournment and benediction. Mr. Randolph, you can offer that. We'll serve as an adjournment.
Lord, we're thankful for all your blessings. We ask that you just guide and direct us in all that we do. Be mindful of your words and your teachings, Lord. And pray for those who are on the streets, Lord, that you might lead them to somewhere warm. Those who are hungry, Lord, that you might lead them to a place that they might be fed, Lord. Pray for all our people, Lord, that their needs would be met. And we just thank you for your love and your mercy. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.